DC paper number 37 of this year, concern over waste of public funds due to idling of the building at number 12, Soy Street, by Urban Renewal Authority. The written reply from the URA has been circulated to members before the meeting, and I want to remind members that according to Standing Order 49.3 of the Lau Chin Mong District Council, if in the opinion of the chairman, anyone in the public gallery would cause a disruption of the discussion of this item at the meeting, the chairman may ask the member at the public gallery to leave. And I welcome the government representatives for giving us a reply. Mr. Hui Tak Lang, the proponent of the paper, anything to add? All right, this paper is about concern over the building at Soy Street number 12, causing a waste of public money. Well, according to their reply, as the tenancy agreement signed with a private party is involved, the URA is not in a position to respond. But you're using public money, and I'm not asking about the rent you're charging. I am asking the public funds spent on this property at number 12 Soy Street. It's been left idle for so many years without any development plan. So I'm asking about the use of public funds. Please don't play rhetorics with me. And I understand that, in fact, $90,000 was spent on the public market, Mong Kok public market, I mean. In the end, the FHD handed it over. Well, so that was about the waste of public money. About redevelopment projects here, if the building is left idle, why isn't there any redevelopment plan? Back then, for the Kawo building in Jordan, I immediately wrote to the government. Residents took the showers in the community center, and I asked whether in winter the homeless and the street sleepers could sleep there. I made those suggestions, and you never gave us any reply. And I still have 5 months to go as a district councillor, so please don't make me mad. We have two URA representatives here, Sir Wong. I thank Chairman, first of all, and I thank Mr. Hoi for submitting this paper. Now, on attending DC meetings, we're definitely happy to do so. So let me explain to members, first of all, that we are not deliberately dodging DC meetings. Let's make this clear. Secondly, now, about our written reply, this is in fact true because the details concerning the tenancy agreement with the tenant are involved, and I can in fact give you some examples about idle properties apart from that in Soy Street. Now, there is another idle building in 466 Davie Road West in the Central Western District. And last year, a CNWD district councillor asked the same questions about that property at 466 Davie Road West. I mean, those questions were similar. And we gave a reply at the time, which is similar to the reply we give you today. We cannot disclose the details because for such similar buildings, we adopt the same approach. As to what further information can be furnished about these buildings, I'm not delegated by my superior to divulge more information. So I'm sorry to say that apart from the information provided in the written reply, we have nothing more to add. Thank you, Mr. Wong. Questions from members, Mr. Hui? Question. Right, the DC, the Central and Western District Councillor asked a question. Perhaps that councillor wasn't very competent. I want to ask about the waste of public funds. Please don't use that excuse and stop us from asking this question. You can't tell us that because the Central and Western DC already accepted it, we should accept it as well, because otherwise there should just be one district in Hong Kong. Now, my question is this. How many units are there? How many tenants are there? Why is the property left idle for so many years without redevelopment? Has it to do with feng shui or otherwise? You should explain to the public. If you didn't have public funds, we wouldn't bother to ask you. Well, in fact, you people didn't know how to make money. So why are you leaving the properties idle and not making money? Don't tell us, I'm sorry, Mr. Hui, we're going to answer your question. If you're going to say so, just say so. Don't tell us you cannot disclose details. It's a waste of public money. I don't want to scold you. I have been a member of the area committee for 12 years, and we used to have good relationships. But now, do you know this is a really, really unconscionable answer? And it has to do with, you know, the number of strokes in the Chinese words. And I won't go further into that. But please put it down, Secretary. This is really unconscionable for the URA to do that. Now, I was on the area committee. I've been a member for 12 years, but I'm really unhappy about it. I have been stopped from asking questions. And if so, why are you inviting us to join the area committee for being a rubber stamp? We used to be on such good terms. So why are you making me so angry? Any other questions? Well, they just don't answer. I submitted the paper already. Any response from the URA? I want to clarify one point. I'm not saying that since the Central and Western District Council approached the matter in such a manner, this should also be the same approach by the Yao Chin Mong DC. Well, I was just quoting an example. I want to stress once again that because some internal sensitive information is involved, I'm sorry I cannot divulge the information. All right, you can't disclose the details. And I think there is no way we can compel them to give us information. So what should we do about this? Well, at the District Advisory Committee of the URA, in fact, it's not related to DC. You just invited representatives from the district to join your advisory committee. So any possible dialogue here? Now, I hope Mr. Hui would reconsider his suggestion. We're happy to have your take. And in fact, we have been seeking views on a number of projects from advisory committee members. And in fact, that project in Soy Street was never discussed by the committee. So I urge Mr. Hui to reconsider his withdrawal from the committee, because we're happy to seek your view. And I also want to talk about, you know, we discussed other projects in Yao Chin Mong District, but not this one in Soy Street.
許德亮議員，主席補充嘅啫，點解咁關心咧？係咪啊？因為隔。Well,
I'm very concerned because there are a land resumption exercise in other projects near other sites nearby. So definitely they will be the residents will be affected. You really need to help them. The intake rate is so low, and that from Langham Place and you know, after the Langham Place was built, you know, the property is left idle, and those residents are mostly elderly people. So I'm asking for a good use of public money. Otherwise, I won't be spending time just going to here. I think Mr. Hoi's concern is this. In fact, it may not be directly related to them, but since the property has been left idle for such a long time, he's just asking whether we can put this to a better use. So this is from the perspective of community building. And in principle, well, I mean, the URA is involved in many projects, and he's asking if possible temporary accommodation arrangements could be made, and because of that, you need vacant premises for this purpose. So, say if it's used for temporary purposes, such as a shelter for the cold weather, I think members would like to know better your take on this. Well, of course, the URA has its own considerations on the disclosure of information. I think the public will be interested in that as well. Anyway, if you're not going to disclose the details, we can't do anything about it. We note your comment. And Chairman, just now, put it very correctly, as we said in the paper, that the property could be used for residents affected by our projects with accommodation needs. For example, for a recent project in Hoi Tan Street, some residents indeed moved to this property in Soi Street for temporary accommodation. So Chairman was right. Thank you. So I don't think there will be any new ideas if we carry on this discussion. So in the future, I hope that the URA would seriously consider members' inquiries. I think it's just a game of figures. Anyway, I don't think it would be any harm to divulge more information. Chairman, I just want to say that district councillors are here to monitor the government, and very often, you know, we receive complaints that people are forced to sleep in streets when there are idle properties lying around. And this is about public money, and you should not waste public money. You should maximize the use of these properties. Many people are in a plight. They don't have a roof over their head. Now, on the comment that information about number 12 Soi Street not being disclosed, I express my disappointment. All right, so much for this item.